Chapter 6, Mishnah 3, a masa mevi chagiga imoy. When does one bring a chagiga with it? So the chagiga offering was another offering that was brought with the, on Pesach. It wasn't obligatory, we'll see now. It was a voluntary offering. And we remember it on our Seder plate with the egg. The bones is a remembrance of the Korban Pesach. And the egg that we usually put on the Seder plate is a remembrance of the Korban Chagiga. What was the purpose of this Korban Chagiga? That the Pesach offering had to be eaten sovaya. It had to be eaten when you were like nearly full. You were satisfied. You couldn't eat it hungry. And there wasn't enough. Because the Korban Pesach had to be a male lamb of the first year, there weren't enough perfect animals like that. So the Korban Chagiga would come from cattle, as we see. They would eat the Korban Chagiga until they were nearly full. And then they would eat the Korban Pesach. That's what they would do. So it was used as supplementary meat that they would eat before the Korban Pesach. So, Bizman Shuboy Bechol B'Tahara B'Mu'at. So it was brought on a weekday. It didn't override the Shabbos, the Korban Chagiga, unlike the Korban Pesach. It had to be brought in cleanliness when the majority of the Jewish people were clean. We'll see what this means now. U'B'Mu'at. And where it was insufficient, meaning the Korban Pesach meat was insufficient for the group, so you'd bring the Korban Chagiga. Was manshu b'Shabbos b'Meruba b'Tumen. It was, and when it is offered, it's not offered on Shabbos when there was when most of the Jewish people were unclean, because there's a law when the majority of the Jewish people are unclean, you could bring the Korban Pesach anyway, and where there was abundant meat from the Korban Pesach, meaning that. The Korban Pesach was enough to fill the group, so you didn't have to bring the Korban Chagiga. And Mavin Imo Chagiga. So in those cases, they didn't bring the Korban Chagiga.